When anointing a king, the oil is smeared on his head like a crown. When anointing a Kohen Gadol, it's done like a chi, which Menashe Begadia says is the shape of a Greek cuff. One Bryce says, when anointing a Kohen Gadol, they first pour the oil in his head and then they put it some between his eyes. Another Bryce says they do the opposite. This is based on Machlekes on whether the Meshicha, which is the smearing between the eyes, takes precedence over the Yitzika, which is the pouring. Which one takes precedence? The view that the Yitzika takes precedence is based on the pasuk that mentions Yitzika before Meshicha. The other view holds that Meshicha takes precedence because if done, it's done for the Kalim as well, whereas Yitzika is not. Therefore, it must be that's the one that's more important. The view would this view would understand the pasuk as saying that the Yitzika could be done only because the Meshicha was already done previously. Bryce says, the pasuk says, "Kashem and Hatoyv Yoyrid al Hazokin Zikan Aroin." This teaches that there were two drops of Shemen HaMishcha that hung at the end of Aaron's beard like diamonds after Moshe was Moshechim. So the Rav Papa said that Atana taught that when Aaron would speak, these two drops would move up to the roots of his beard. They shouldn't fall off. Moshe was worried that maybe he put on too much oil when he anointed Aaron, and maybe that's why he was over Me'ila. Abascal came out and told him, no, the oil is Ketal Chermoin, like the dew of Mount Chermoin, meaning that he wasn't over Me'ila. Aaron was concerned, okay, maybe Moshe is not Moil, but maybe I'm over Me'ila. Abascal came out and said, Hinamat Toiv Manoim Shev Zachem Kam Yochad, just like Moshe was not Moil, you also not Moil. The Bryce says, we anoint kings by a spring to symbolize that their kingdom should continue forever. We see this from David's instruction to anoint Shloimeh by the Gichoin. Rabbi Ami said, if someone wants to know if he'll live out the year, he should light a candle during the Aseret Yemei in a house that has no wind. If the candle burns to the end, he'll live out the year. If it does not, he will not. If someone wants to go into a business venture and wants to know if he'll be successful, he should raise a rooster. If it grows nice and fat, he'll be successful. If not, he won't be successful, Chas V'Shalom. If someone is traveling and wants to know if he'll make it back home safely, he should stand in a dark house. If he sees a double shadow, he knows that he'll make it home safely. The Gemara says, this should not be done, this last thing, because if he doesn't see the shadow, he may become distressed, and that will affect his mazel. Abaye said, now that we have seen that omens, signs are significant, a person should be accustomed to eat on Rosh Hashanah a gourd, a rubia, leek, beets, and dates. Mishashi told his sons, when you go learn by your Rebbe, first learn the Mishnais, and then go to the Rebbe. And when you sit by your Rebbe, look at his mouth. As the pasuk says, when you learn Torah, learn by a river, so that your learning should flow like the water of the river. And it's better to live by the garbage dumps of Mata Mechastia than in the palaces of Pumbedisa. Finally, it's better to eat fish that's about to spoil than to dine on fine kutach. The Gemara dashed in the pasuk to teach that David and Shlomo, who were anointed with oil from a horn, they had long reins on the throne. Shaul and Yehu, who were anointed from a flask, did not have long reins. The pasuk says Mashiach, we would think it refers to a king. The pasuk therefore says Kohen. If the pasuk has written Kohen, we would think it includes a Kohen Gadol who was installed without the Shemen HaMishcha. The pasuk therefore says Mashiach. We would think it even includes the Kohen HaMashiach Melchama. The pasuk therefore says Va'Kohen HaMashiach, which means that there's no anointed Kohen on top of him. It means the Kohen Gadol. Like Rav explains elsewhere, when it says ha, the hey, it means the most distinguished of the group. How can we think that Mashiach refers to the king when we already taught that the king brings a different special carbon? Mara said, we would think that a king brings a male goat when he does a simple shoygig, but he brings a par when he sins b'shoygig based on an erroneous psak that he makes. The Bryce therefore teaches Mashiach refers to the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah then said, ein bein Mashiach b'shem and HaMishcha v'chulu. Zok Mara, our mission does not follow Rav Meir, who says in a Bryce that even a Kohen Gadol who was not anointed with the Shem and HaMishcha brings that special chatos when he passes wrong. Rav Meir's view is based on the word HaMashiach, the additional hey, using the pasuk regarding the special chatas, and he says that comes to include even such a Kohen Gadol who is Merubah Begadim. Fact, more, but the next part of the Mishnah, which says that a Kohen Gadol no longer in office has the same status as one currently in office, except for those two differences, clearly follows the view of a mayor of a Bryce. The Bryce says that if the primary Kohen Gadol became Tommy and the replacement Kohen Gadol took over, when the primary later becomes Tara again, Rav Meir says that the primary returns to the full status of Kohen Gadol, and the replacement retains all the mitzvahs of Kohen Gadol as well. Rav Yossi says the primary returns to become Kohen Gadol, and the replacement is not fit to remain Kohen Gadol, so as not to cause hatred by the primary Kohen Gadol. He's also not fit to return to the status of a Kohen Head yet, because we don't, it's Malam B'Kodesh V'Em Meridin. So how can that part of the Mishnah follow Rav Meir and part not follow Rav Meir? Emphat the Gemara, Chissa said, we have to say that the first part of the Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, the later part of the Mishnah follows Rav Meir. Second territory, Rav Meir said the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who passes like the Rabbanon regarding the first matter, and like Rav Meir regarding the second matter. Third territory, Rav said the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon, who passes like the Rabbanon regarding the first matter, and like Rav Meir regarding the second matter. We can see this in a long Braisa, which says, among other things, that a Kohen Gadol that has been removed from his post has the same halachas as the Kohen Gadol who is in office, except that he doesn't bring the Parnyim Kippur or the special carbon mincha, and it says that the difference between an anointed Kohen Gadol and one that has not been anointed is only that the anointed one brings a special pyre for a vera that he does based on his own psak, whereas Merubah Begadim does not. The Papa explained, the Braisa must be the view of Rav Shimon because it says that the Kohen Gadol is potter from bringing a carbon for the Aveira of Tumas Migdash, and this is the view of Rav Shimon. The Mara says that the Braisa of Rav Shimon also said that the only halachas that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama shares with the Kohen Gadol are that the Meshuach Mechama may not let his hair grow in mourning, may not rip his clothing in mourning, may not become tamei even to his relatives, may only marry a basula, and may not marry a widow. Yehuda said that his death also frees from Gadol someone who killed b'shoigeg, but the Rabbanon disagree with that. Mar says that Abraisa says we learn this from Sukkim. The pasuk says v'hakoyin ha'gadol me'achav refers to Kohen Gadol. Asher yutzak al roishoy refers to Meshuach Mechama. Umile es yod el lubosh sabagadim refers to a Kohen Gadol who was installed with Reba Begadim, not with Shemar Mishra. The pasuk then gives the iser to let the hair grow, to rip the clothing, and to become tamei. The pasuk regarding marrying a psula and not a widow says vihu, which comes to include the Meshuach Mechama as well. The Mar continues the halacha regarding who he may marry is actually a machlekes tanaim. Rabbi Shmuel says like the Braiser. Rabbi Kiva says vihu comes to include a Kohen Gadol who is removed from office permanently due to a mum. Rav asked Rav Nachman, if a Kohen Gadol is removed from office due to tzaras, is he mutter to marry a widow? Is he only asked to do so while he's in office, or maybe he remains permanently asked to do so? Rav Nachman didn't know what to answer. Another time, our papa asked this question, and then Huna, the son of Rav Nachman, said, the Braisa, meaning Rav Akiva Shita, we said before, says that he remains asked when removed for a mum. Rav Papa got up and kissed Huna on the head and gave him his daughter in marriage. Zuck, the next Mishnah, Kohen Gadol can rip his clothing in mourning for a relative from the bottom, and a regular Kohen rips his clothing from the top. Kohen Gadol can offer karbanos even while he's an oinan, but he may not eat from them. A regular Kohen who is an oinan may not even offer karbanos or eat from them. Zuck, the more Rav said, when the Mishnah says the bottom, he rips it from the bottom, it means the actual bottom. When it says on top, it means the actual top. Shmuel said the bottom means underneath the reinforced neck opening, and on top means the top of the neck opening, in both cases referring to the border around the neck, meaning on top of the garment. Fact, Mar Bryce says when tearing one's clothing for the death of a relative other than a parent, the mourner may tear at the neck opening or below it. Now this proves that even a tear below the opening is considered to be a rip in the clothing. If so, how can it be that the Kohen Gadol rips his clothing over there, which would be considered a true rip, when the pasuk says, "Begadov lo yifraim"? And if the Mar Shmuel holds like a Yehuda, holds that a rip that does not go through the neck opening border is not considered to be a significant rip. Fact, the Gemara in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kohen Gadol does not rip his clothing in mourning at all. Moses says Shmuel holds like him regarding one thing, argues with him regarding something else. Zuck, the next Mishnah, when something is more tadir, is tadir than something else, it precedes to something else, meaning tadir kaidim. When something is more kaddish than something else, it precedes to something else, meaning kaddish is kaidim as well. Mishnah says, if the power of the Kohen Gadol and the power of the Kahal are waiting to be offered, the power of the Kohen Gadol takes precedence over the power of the Kahal in all of its procedures. Fact, the Gemara, how do we know that a more frequent thing takes precedence? He said the pasuk says milvad oilas haboiker asher li oilas hatomid. The extra phrase oilas hatomid teaches that something that's more frequent takes precedence. Mishnah then says v'cholam mekudesh mechaveri who koydem es chaveri. How do we know this is the rule? So Rabbi Shmuel told a brisa that says the pasuk regarding koyin says v'kidashtoi, which teaches that a koyin is to go first for all matters of kedusha. He is to read from the Torah first. He is to lead birchas hamazon. He is to get to choose a portion first. We see that precedence is given to something that has greater kedusha.